Okay, I'm talking to our neighbours. Hi, neighbours.
Hello.
Hi, Pete. How are you doing there?
Now, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi. Sorry. Yes, I'm Brendan, member of Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society. Actually, neighbours with Pete here at Astro Radio at the
Yeah, we are. We're neighbours. And you're not the noisy neighbours either that we would expect.
Well, this is our second year here, so who knows what next year will bring.
So you could get noisier.
Hi, my name's Rob. I'm the chairman of Mansfield and Astronomical Society, and we're down here at Stoneleigh just enjoying the event.
So have you had much interest on your stall?
Yeah, we've had quite a few passers-by. To be honest with you, I thought today would be more busy than I expected. It seemed quite quiet, but it did peak at a time, and we had quite a few interested bodies coming along, and quite a few good conversations from other astronomical societies like Macclesfield and Chester Field and that. So yeah, some good interest in our society and what we've got planned for the society, you know, in terms of planetarium projects and that.
You've been doing something a little bit special, really, because you were telling me earlier about this radio astronomy project you've been doing with Outreach for Schools.
Oh yes, absolutely. One of the outreach things we do at the society, and well, more akin to what one of our committee members does, Sparky, who's our electrician, Nigel Cunnington. He runs the radio astronomy section at Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society. And he's got radio astronomy set up there, in situ, and it's brilliant. We've got masts, and we've got a radio dish that will point at the sun, and we get forward scatter off meteorites. So, yeah, it's really good in that regard, and we do a lot of outreach with schools and colleges where Sparky will go out and install that sort of equipment, you know, and help with the children and that.
No, I think that's great that, you know, that you're going out there and doing this for the schools and the rest of it, because a lot of societies, and I do find that going out with the Forks Telescope Project, going to a lot of societies, they don't want to sort of venture out to their lecture hall and get out there and help people, and it's nice to see a society actually doing that.
Well, absolutely. It's very important to us, our outreach programme, with the schools, Scouts, Brownies Association, U3A organisations. So we do take it very seriously and try and engage as much as possible with the local population just to get the message out there.
And you've also been with this water tank. You've been
The Victorian Reservoir we have next door to our society, yes.
Oh yeah. Yes, it is. It's our planetarium project, and so far it's going very well. We've got the first stage of the funding with the Heritage Lottery funding. So things are looking really good. We're getting lots of positive feedback from people when we speak to them about this project. Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Those people who have passed us by today on the stand we've got here next to Astro Radio will have seen some of the pictures of the actual underground reservoir itself. And it's a mightily impressive piece of Victorian engineering, because it was a big brick structure with big arches inside of it that basically used to be full of water 100 years ago, providing the town of Mansfield locally to where we are, really.
Interesting.
Now it's empty, and it became an acquisition of the society probably about 5-6 years ago for a reasonable sum of money. Purchased it off some local family, I think, who didn't really want to have anything to do with it. And for about £10,000, we've acquired a Victorian reservoir.
That's excellent.
And we've got some great plans to transform it into a planetarium, hopefully, one day.
And have you got your own? You've got your own telescope, I believe.
We certainly have got the telescope. Our main one is a 24-inch Newtonian housed in our dome.
Yeah.
And every time the public see it, it's just a wow factor for them. We've had some stunning views of the Ring Nebula recently, Saturn, and it never fails to impress. So it is a good part of our outreach when people see this, the reaction we get from them.
That sounds great. So you got anything future coming up? Any good projects coming up apart from your water tank project?
As the season's changing from autumn into winter, we've just hit on our first public open evening, and they're our major sort of open events, really. We had one last month, and it really pulled in close to 300 visitors, making it an excess of over £1,000, really. So, and the local population just love flocking to us, you know, to be educated in astronomy and just being wowed by everything we do.
That's a great place. So if people want to get in touch with your society, how can they do that?
Well, they can get in touch on our website, and that will give them all the information about our activities at the society, who to contact, you know, when the events are, you know, occurring, and the information regarding certain events.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for coming on to Astro Radio.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Pete.
Cheers, Pete. Really appreciate it.
And
thank you.
This show's going out live now, as you know. But when I do the put the repeats up, I'll send you a link across to your Facebook pages for that for you to listen again to yourselves. Okay.
I hate the sound of my own voice.
Oh, no,
I'm a bit the same, actually. Anyway, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Cheers, Pete. Thanks.